Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, continuing with the chapter on abstinence from this world, being content with little and living a life where a person is not chasing and chasing and chasing all the time. So today's hadith an Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra bis suqi wal nasu kanafatayhi fa marra bi jadjin asakka mayyitin فتناوله فأخذ بأذنه ثم قال أيكم يحب أن يكون هذا له بدرهم فقالوا ما نحب أنه لنا بشيء وما نصنع به ثم قال تحبون أنه لكم قالوا والله لو كان حيا كان عيبا إنه أسك فكيف وهو ميت فقال فوالله للدنيا أهون على الله من هذا عليكم رواه مسلم. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed through the marketplace with people on either side of him. This was the beautiful Mubarak style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would walk also, he would walk with his companions. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions were smiling, he would smile with them. And when they were sad also, he would share in the sadness. What a Mubarak scene this is. Not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking with the entourage of bodyguards around him, distance from the public, but moving with the people, engaged with them, sharing in their happiness, sharing in their sadness. Can you imagine what a joyous feeling that would be, that the greatest of personalities ever to come onto this world is being so humble that he's moving with the people. So as Jabir radiallahu anhu says, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking and people on the either sides of him. In other words, he wasn't being ushered and hushed away by bodyguards or people that are looking after him. He's being with the people, with the masses. Anyway, whilst he was moving, he passed by a dead kid. Dead kid, a small goat, baby goat. It was dead. It was lying on the side of a road. And it had small ears. So this was the scene. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moving with his satis. There was a small dead goat. Sometimes you see a dead cat lying on the road or a dead dog, you see. Now there they see a dead goat, small baby goat that was lying on the side of the road. And it had small ears. In other words, it was a deficient animal. There was something that was wrong with it. So it was dead also, and it had small ears. It was deficient. It had some type of a problem. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held this animal by its ears. And he said, which of you would like to purchase this one for one? Which of you would like to purchase this animal for one dirham? Now look at that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thing to learn from here is sometimes, especially the youngsters of today, tell them, pick up anything they see, it's too dirty for me. I don't want to touch it. Qurbani time, I don't want to touch the animal, the blood will come on my hands. I don't want to stay far. Let the boys do the work. Here was a dead animal lying on the side of the road. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself picked it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it, held it by its ears, one ear. And he's asking Sahaba, which one of you would like to buy this for one dirham? Showing us that a mu'min must be a brave person. He must be a bahadur. He must be a courageous person. Not wanting to touch this and shy for this. He wants to do anything. He's, on one occasion, one person was skinning one animal. That animal was hanging. It's coming in Abu Dawud Sharif. But he was battling to skin. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he showed him, come I show you how to skin an animal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand, took the skin, and in hadith it comes, he pushed his hand right inside until the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't be seen. In other words, to show him how to take out the skin of the animal. Even that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would train the youngsters. This is how it's done. So it's not something that we must shy away, it's dirty, we are too clean. No. This is another example. This animal was lying dead there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held it by his ear and he's asking Sahaba, which one of you would like to purchase this for one dirham? Now just understand, dirham is a silver coin, low value. One dirham is like nothing. In other words, so cheap, it's a bargain. Which one of you would like to buy this thing for like a bargain, so to speak, this dead goat? Now this was the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain and he would teach the Sahaba. So anyway, the Sahaba replied, oh Rasulullah sallam, we would not like to buy it, to take it for anything. In other words, even if it was given to us for free, forget one dirham, even if it was given to us for free, we won't like to take this dead animal that's lying there. And then they went on to say that what could we do with it? He asked, would you like to have it? Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, would you like to have it? The Sahaba replied, by Allah, even if it was alive, forget it being dead, even if it was alive, it would have been defective because of its small ears. If it was alive also, this animal, because of its small ears, so now forget it being alive, it's dead. So what benefit is this animal to us? Anyway, this was what they were telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can we like it now that it is dead? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَلْدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Now this was the sabak and the lesson. This whole scene was happening, but this was the sabak that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to teach Sahaba. What was the sabak? By Allah, this world is more insignificant in the sight of Allah than this dead kid is to you. The whole world is more insignificant in the sight of Allah than this kid. You are not prepared to take it for one dirham. You are not prepared to take it for free. You said even if it's alive also, what you're going to do with it? Now it's dead. It's got small ears. It's deficient. Nobody wants it. But it's more insignificant in the sight of Allah, this world, than this. In other words, why waste your time hankering, chasing, fighting with people for this world when the world has no value? In other words, it's not something that is worth breaking relationships. It's not something that is worth bringing stress upon oneself. Is not something that is worth worrying and bickering about and going to court case, having court cases one upon the other. It's not something for that. This world is something that is insignificant in the sight of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding. See what beautiful examples Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give to make us understand. Now it is for us to take heed and appreciate that the real world and the real life is the life that is still to come. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.